I don't think there's ever been a time in the church where there hasn't been some controversy. And in the early days of the church, there were those who believed that Jesus was just pretending to be a human being. He was God, but just looked like a human being, just pretending to be a human being. Well, no, that's not true. And then there were those who believed that Jesus was just a human being who had like superpowers, like Superman. And that's not true either. And so through the councils of Nicaea and Constantinople, they defined that Jesus was a divine person with a human nature and a divine nature. And we do this every Sunday. We profess these two councils every time we profess the creed. We'll say it in a few moments. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. All these things in our creed are what came out of these councils. Go a few more centuries later, there were those who said, well, Mary could only be the mother of the human Jesus. She can't be anything else but that. And the church has always understood Mary to be the mother of the whole Jesus, God and man. So therefore, she could be called the mother of God. And the Council of Ephesus in 431 defined that as a dogma of our truths, that Mary is, because Jesus is truly God and truly man, you can't dissect him like that. Therefore, Mary is able to be called Mother of God. And so we pray that every time we say the Hail Mary, Holy Mary, Mother of God. Today, the church is recognizing that great role that Mary has played, not only in the life of Christ, but in the life of the world, the life of our salvation. And today, since the early days of the 1970s, Pope St. Paul VI asked us to not only remember the role of Mary in salvation history, but also to turn to her as the Queen of Peace, and that this day should be dedicated to praying for peace, peace in the world. And with tensions still around our world, tensions and dissension within our own country and in the church, we need to turn to Jesus and Mary to ask for their help, their intercession, to help our country, their church, the world, with that great gift of peace. Having now crossed the threshold of the new calendar, we need the Lord to guide us more than ever, to protect us, to motivate us, and to lead us into all things that are good and holy in this coming year. But I hope before we get too far into 2020, it might be good for us to look back on 2019 and to remember all the good things that were happened in our lives, all the gifts, the blessings, opportunities, wonderful people who touched our lives throughout this last year, and to take a moment to thank God for all those things. And if there are things that are troublesome, that were burdensome, that were sinful, that were harmful, that just caused our lives some misery, then let's turn that over to the Lord for healing and reconciliation and for his gift of peace. May we walk this year in the hands of Jesus and Mary, entering and trusting ourselves completely to them, and that with the power of their love and the grace of God, great things will happen to us in this new year.